Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for a noon kick.
Let's go, babe. Come on. Let's have some fun, man.
This is AJ and Dusty on Football Friday.
You gotta see it. You gotta see it.
Brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater.
AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Good afternoon. Happy Football Friday. One of the best Football Friday days of the year. It's divisional round weekend of the NFL playoffs. My favorite one. And we're here.
Yeah,
Happy
we are.
Happy Football Friday.
Happy Football Friday, everybody. Oh, it also is so cold in the studio.
No. We can't complain about the coldness because it's beautiful outside. It is definitely not cold. I'm not feeling cold at all.
Also very cold outside. I lost feeling in my feet.
What?
Yeah. Well, I have very bad circulation to begin with, so it doesn't help anything.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is not the exciting start I was hoping for on this Football Friday. My goodness.
Would you like us to roll a mini TV in there so you can watch Murder, She Wrote?
Wow.
What are you, 78? What is going on today?
I don't know what to tell you.
You just came out firing, McCord.
No, I was just letting you know that I lost feeling in my feet, so it can't be considered warm outside.
You're cold? What does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, this big storm is coming?
No, I don't think so.
Or the rains are coming?
No, it's just chilly. And I have my parka on because I lost feeling in my feet.
I'm usually on team like, hey, it's pretty cold in here. We're not in the same realm right now. Like, well, I'm in a different place than you.
Relax.
I'll get there.
All right, I hope you do.
I just need to get feeling back in my feet.
I saw some Panera sandwich coupons outside.
Hey, I love Panera. Excuse you?
Save some money there.
There will be no Panera slander on this show.
Well, no slander is out there.
No.
My in-laws.
The You Pick 2 at Panera is my favorite.
My in-laws, every single time they come up to our house, no matter what. Could we do Panera for dinner?
Oh. Hey,
and
why
I'm
not?
Like, you know there's other restaurants here, right?
Da-na-na-na-na.
No. We want Panera.
Panera.
What? I love Panera. Ooh, we stop on the way to Eugene almost every time at the Panera in Albany.
I don't necessarily think
I got
like
nothing against it.
I don't think Panera
feels like
is.
You do.
That's an easy off and on, by the way, right there.
Yeah,
in Albany.
That's why we go.
What is the go-to fast food?
That's it
for the older people.
Oh.
I guess that isn't even. I guess that wouldn't even be fast food. That'd be convenience food.
And I don't think that's for old people.
I don't think it is.
I think it's comfort. I think it's nice.
All I'm saying is I've never seen anybody above 50 in a Panera.
Well, I've been there quite a bit, so you just haven't seen me there. I beg to differ. Pre-pandemic, I feel like that was a place to go get coffee and do your work and study and such things.
Okay.
It's fine.
You came out swinging, and you're not putting those gloves down. You're just.
Well, no,
here we
I'm
go.
Not.
All right.
Not when it comes to Panera.
Okay.
I have a rewards card.
Do you legit have
you're not expense? You're not helping the take that Will just gave there of you being kind of like, get off my porch right now. I've got a rewards card. I got one more Sammy and I get a free soup.
I get a free cookie, actually.
Mm.
I will say this. In terms of signs of being an old person, that's not that bad. Because everybody below the age of 40 has a sign that, like, you're starting to get to be an old person. And having a punch card for Panera, it's not bad. That's okay. That's
not
pretty
even
mild.
A punch card. It's just a number. You just put in your number.
Put in
I
your
remember
number.
When I was, like, in college. Like, you hit a I hit a point. I don't know if everybody does this. I hit a point where I had punch cards all over my wallet.
Oh, my gosh. I have to clean them out.
I don't have time for your punch card.
Oh, I love
I will do the...
cards.
Do you have our punch card? No. And they say, well, do you want one? Yeah, sure. And then I'm the person that comes back with like five punch cards. And I'm like, here. Because I will get them.
I think this gets me a free one.
And then, I'll hand them to my... Because I'm not putting that in my wallet. What they want you to do is put it in your wallet. I'm not doing that. Just give me the new one. I'll go and like throw it in the car or I'll bring it home. And somebody else can deal with that. My wife, my kids, they want that. Go ahead. I don't have the time for that. Yeah. I don't want that in cluttering my wallet.
And in enters second old person.
Yeah. I'm just
want the punch cards. They're trying to put it in my damn wallet.
It's not worth the value.
I don't need it.
It's not worth the value
you
for me.
You two today, I swear.
Yeah.
We should turn the heat up in there. You're probably freezing to death.
Your
old bodies.
I am. I'm not a punch card person anymore. I don't like the punch cards.
I think they just want to send me emails.
So wait, Will is just wanting to call us old because no matter what way we go, you are pro punch card. I'm anti punch card. He's like,
old.
Young people don't even have face-to-face interactions, so they can't be offered a punch card.
It's probably true. I have a punch card from a little coffee shop in Colorado that like is like my husband's and my favorite spot to go back to in Colorado. And I keep that punch card. We go there twice a year if I'm lucky. I have that punch card in my wallet. And every time, it's such a nice little joy because halfway through the trip, I get a free coffee.
Yeah. Aww. Panera is good. But former Panera manager confirming Will saying 70% of the old people are over 60.
I'm in a proud part of that 30%.
You know what? You know what they call that? Old soul. You're an old soul.
Yes, I am.
Another great text on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. One thing that we learned this week, if your feet are cold,
last week,
we need to get AJ some Viagra stat.
Because apparently that's how NFL players stay warm.
Yeah, we learned that from Bart Scott.
Yeah.
So we need to get you some Viagra and you'll be good to go.
I would get prescribed today.
Well, you never know.
I guess you never do know.
Mm-mm.
I think that's something that's like a thing, right? That like they haven't made Viagra for women yet. Like I read an article recently on the New York Times, like some opinion writer.
They need?
Well, yeah, they say like there's a huge like, and you know, I'm speaking as a man who has no idea what women want, but like this article told me. That's what
this
women
only
want.
Go one wait, way
no. Wait. Rewind. Go ahead and mansplain women anatomy to AJ.
I'm not mansplaining.
So just go ahead. AJ needs an explanation. What did you read in the New York Times?
I read a New York Times article. Uh-huh. That's right. The New York Times.
Yeah. By maybe like authored by some guy named Fred or.
No.
Yeah, probably.
It was a woman.
Okay. I'm listening. Keep sure. going.
I love the awareness Will had halfway through the sentence to be like, I am not speaking to my audience right now.
Look.
No, I'm so intrigued. Keep going.
I am a researcher who read an article, got the information, and said to myself, that's a problem? Because this writer said it's an issue that women have been requesting the version of Viagra for women for years and didn't hear yet. Mm. And I was like, I didn't know that was an issue.
I can't say that I know it's an issue.
Well, sounds like we're going to the local Panera and taking a survey. Is it an actual need?
Oh, my gosh.
I would love it if you did that.
That would be hilarious. Also, I don't do butterscotch candy, and I don't have a plastic-covered couch.
Werther's originals?
I don't like those.
Hey,
at
those
all.
Are good.
Werther's
they
are
get
good.
Stuck in your teeth.
Yeah, they do.
Ugh.
All right. Double-edged sword. They're delicious, but they're a pain in the ass.
No, chocolate.
I'd like to give my shout-outs and RIPs right now.
Okay.
Meatloaf, RIP. I rocked out to some Meatloaf on the way in.
I definitely thought you meant the food.
Please tell me you know who Meatloaf is.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna knock her for that. Meatloaf.
You know what? The song will play.
Okay.
And you will know. Anything for Love. Do we have Anything for Love?
I have this right now.
Okay.
She has no idea what this is.
Meatloaf is a national treasure. Was R.I.P. 74 okay. years old. Hard living.
Mm.
But Meatloaf gave. In my college days, was one of the more infuriating and memorable things because I had a friend of mine who we all know in college were cheap.
Mm.
We would go down to the local watering hole.
Yes.
And he was all about we all put money in the jukebox, right? Play your jams.
Yeah.
He was all about get the most bang for your buck.
As one should be.
The biggest bang for your buck in any jukebox is finding the Meatloaf catalog. And so he would go and he would play I Would Do Anything for Love.
Mm.
That song is 11 minutes and 58 seconds long.
Wow.
The album
like,
version.
Total Eclipse of the Heart length.
You get 2 minutes of instrumental before any words even start. And so that is like every time it'd be like, oh my. Seriously, Kyle? Everybody would just look and be like, really, Kyle? And he'd just be sitting there with that S-eaten grin on his face. Like, yeah, you guys know. He goes, best bang for your buck you can get. And it would be 1 minute and 50-some seconds of nothing but a rock out.
Oh, my gosh.
And then all of a sudden you get, I would do. And you just go, and the whole bar would start singing.
I do think I know that song.
You do?
I do think I do.
See,
now, I'll have to play it, but
well, now
I do think that lyric sounds familiar. I'm very good with lyrics, but I'm very bad with artists.
Yeah,
like if you put on like when I walk by the country station to get to this office, almost every time I can sing the lyrics to that song. You ask me who sings it,
he would like
no
Meatloaf
idea.
Is king of like if I promise you we could do this because. Like, our opening segments are supposed to be 12 minutes long, right?
Oh, this would maybe keep us on track.
Meatloaf, if we would play I Would Do Anything for Love, that's a 12-minute song. He's got, like, 9-minute and 56-second songs, 8-minute songs.
Okay.
He is, like, a power ballad dude.
Wait a minute.
Bad out of
then
hell?
I don't want to hear anything about Taylor Swift's 10-minute All Too Well version.
Oh, she's no Meatloaf.
That's an opinion.
Ooh.
And I'm just saying...
Oh, it's definitely Taylor Swift. She's come
better.
On. Like,
I'm
oh,
just
who's
saying,
better?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not.
Meatloaf.
I don't want to hear any arguments from any of the men who enjoy Meatloaf's 11-minute songs when their significant others want to listen to Taylor Swift's 10-minute All Too Well.
Oh, no, wait.
That feels
no,
fair.
No, hold on. We should.
Thank you.
We should have clarifiers here. Nobody enjoys the 11-minute versions.
Y'all are playing it on the jukebox.
No, and it pissed off the entire bar.
Well, but
every
then everybody would sing it.
But it was bang for your buck, and that's what we were all here for.
Listen, same argument. T-Swift.
And he was a great music. His music videos were awesome.
Oh, I loved music videos when we did those often.
God bless Meatloaf.
AJ, and, do you even know what Meatloaf looks like?
Nope.
Okay, look it up real quick. Just look it up what he looks like.
Okay.
Because I think this will give her a better clarification on who Meatloaf is.
Yeah. Fun fact about Meatloaf, and it makes me love Meatloaf even more. Will and I did a deep dive on Meatloaf this morning, and we found that Meatloaf got his name from his high school football coach because he was a chubby little lineman, and his O-line coach called him Meatloaf, which is the best nickname you could give a little lineman, and it became his rocker name. It is the best thing ever.
Huh.
Chubby little Meatloaf. Hey, Meatloaf! I love that.
That's also, great.
Also, I went into an even deeper dive. Meatloaf has a music video for Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through. Don't know that song?
Okay.
Angelina Jolie as a 12-year-old is in it.
Get out of town.
And that blew my mind because I was watching the music video. And, you know, the music video is like 20 minutes. And, like... 10 minutes in, it clicked, and I was like, "That's Angelina Jolie."
Yeah,
Confirmed.
She's got a famous father. You know, she was in the acting game at a young age.
So you think Meatloaf and John Voight were throwing some back? He was like, hey, I need a young woman for my music video. And he's like, yeah, I got a daughter.
Probably. Yeah. I think that's how it works.
Feels fair.
All right, so R.I.P. Meatloaf and your ridiculously long songs.
Yeah.
Let's do sports now.
You know, that song still has like 10 minutes left that I just
yeah. I do not doubt that one bit.
We could play it into the breaks.
And it could be our rejoin for the next segment.
I could just pot it right back up.
Oh man.
Absurd.
Well.
Yeah.
Like I said.
Meatloaf is a better nickname than T-Swizzle. Taylor Swift, T-Swizzle, Meatloaf.
She's Swifty now. Well, her fans are Swifties.
Yeah.
Swifties.
I would argue T-Swizzle's better. Dude, Meatloaf's a crap nickname. I'm sorry. It is. It is.
Well, also,
what a great name.
Why is it two words?
Well, because it's his first and last name. Meatloaf.
I don't think that's what they named
him. You couldn't even say that without smiling. Like, you knew it was ridiculous coming out of your mouth, and you couldn't even stop.
First and last.
No.
You got to have a last name.
No.
All right.
We're not.
Congratulations on the birth of your son, Sharon Loaf. What are you going to name him?
Yeah.
Ew.
Meat.
Stop.
Meat Loaf.
Stop.
What do you think, Rick Loaf?
Oh, that's like in Schitt's Creek. It's like in Schitt's Creek when it's Roland.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to this show, shall we?
Oh, man.
We won't get off our porch, all right? We're going to sit on our stoop. We will give you audio of the most interesting man in the NFL right now, the guy who is changing the way that we're looking at the NFL. Hear from him today. Our weekend Would You Rather and at 2 o'clock, Chaos Corners at 2:30, but we're diving deep into divisional round weekend. And look, this isn't the same beat-up storyline of which quarterback has the most to prove this weekend in the division round. It's a lot different. It's a lot different with the storylines that we have heading in to the divisional round weekend. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
And some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at
meatloaf.
All.
I know the song.
Yeah, this is Meatloaf.
I know the song.
Such a good song. R.I.P. Meatloaf. We got 8 teams remaining in the NFL playoffs. This year seems a little bit different when we head into the playoffs because, look, it is the age-old tale of who's got the most to prove this week, you know?
Yeah.
We always wonder that, especially in the playoffs, because of the fact that so much is on the line. And these are defining weeks in the NFL postseason.
Well, and they're not just defining weeks in the NFL postseason, but depending on where each quarterback is in their career, where their franchise is, what their reputation has been, it means something different to each quarterback, in my opinion. And so there's definitely ones, I think, that have more to prove this weekend and a lot more on the line.
See, I look at this weekend, I go, I think this is something that we haven't seen in a long time because a majority of them really don't have much to prove. I mean, if you look at it, what does Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes or I guess Aaron Rodgers would be a guy who has a lot on the line just because this could be his last run in Green Bay and you don't want to go out and be a one and done. But those guys don't really have, they don't have anything to prove in the divisional round.
No.
You've got a guy like Joe Burrow.
House money.
Yep. You've already won a playoff game,
right,
dude. You're way ahead of schedule in the grand scheme of things.
Yep.
And so you have right there, we have 4 of our 8 quarterbacks, mm-hmm, and you're saying not really much to prove at all. And then you go to some of the other ones like Matthew Stafford. I think he's got a ton to prove.
Yep.
Because of the fact that, you got the monkey off your back with getting your first playoff win, but you've got a more talented roster heading into this week.
And you weren't asked to do a lot in
sure.
that game.
Sure.
And so when the pressure is turned up, because it's absolutely going to be this weekend, who are you?
And I think the exact same conversation can be had about Ryan Tannehill as well.
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill is going up against Cincinnati. You're the number one overall seed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about you.
Right. And I guess that's why, to me, I feel like Ryan Tannehill's reputation is cemented as it is. Like, I feel like Ryan Tannehill is who Ryan Tannehill is, and nobody is expecting him to be what he's not, which is why we're not talking about him. Because Ryan Tannehill can be very good. He can be very solid. He can not lose you games. But, like, he's not the quarterback anybody's going, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the one who's going to go out there and win me a football game. And so I feel like, for me, Ryan Tannehill's reputation is a little bit too solidified. Unless he does some wild stuff, you know, which I don't think he will, because Derrick Henry's coming back.
Well, and he's Ryan Tannehill. He doesn't do wild stuff.
Exactly. So
he
to me,
he doesn't.
His reputation is too solidified to have anything to prove.
And then you got a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo. Where they're moving on from him. They drafted Trey Lance. All signs in point to jumping off the Jimmy G train. But I look at him and say, he's got the biggest built-in excuse of anybody this week.
He certainly does.
Even more so than Joe Burrow.
Well, yeah, because he's hurt and he's banged up in his
shoulder.
Well,
he's got a thumb. He's got a shoulder. And he's going on the road to play the one seed. Like, they're not really expecting a one seed that's getting healthy
in Lambeau Field.
And so I look at Jimmy G like, sure, you can sit there and if there's a fan out there that goes, no, he's got a ton of proof. He's hurt and he's still gutting it out and he got a win and he gutted that one out. Mm-hmm. And he's been the best option for this team with an injured thumb over Trey Lance, a guy that they traded up to go and get.
Yeah, I do think Jimmy Garoppolo has something to prove, though, because if you're moving on from Jimmy G in San Francisco, then that means Jimmy G is going to be going somewhere else, right? And so I think for me, even though you're banged up, even though it's a shoulder, even though it's a thumb, you are still the best option, and you're likely going to be moved this season. And so what can you do? What can you show us? And can you be trusted with the football in a very hostile environment in Green Bay and go out there and lean into whatever strengths you have left? So I think Jimmy G has plenty to prove, only because I do believe he's going to be moving this offseason. And so another team's going to be watching pretty closely.
Doesn't it, though? I mean, like, we already know he goes down that Stafford road of there will be the play. And we talked about this last week heading into the wild card round. There will be the play where you go, oh, God, he cost him. And we saw it in the fourth quarter with a minute to go when he didn't allow Trent Williams to get set, whether that's on Williams or it's on him. It's ultimately on him because he's saying hike.
Right.
He's starting the play. That play was a critical error. Like at the most critical time, you know, Jimmy G is going to do that. And I look at it and go, whatever happens, it's like, well, he's also got a thumb and a shoulder, so it's going to happen anyway. Like, we know what's going to happen because his history will tell us he's good for one every game. Mm-hmm. And you have the thumb and the shoulder. I think it may be a rough day for Jimmy G if he really is. If the shoulder's as bad as he is indicating, because remember earlier in the week he was saying it's just something I have to adapt to and learn to live with.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that from your quarterback heading into the divisional round, going on the road to Green Bay where it's going to be 12 degrees outside.
Oh, God, it's so cold. I'm already cold. Right. And so that's why I think there is built-in excuses.
Yeah.
But to me, I think, like, Aaron Rodgers likely going to be on the move, but everyone knows who Aaron Rodgers is, right?
Sure.
Like, you don't need anything else. Jimmy G, I think because of the questions about Trey Lance, the fact they drafted up, I think there's still an element of, you're going to be on the move this season, and what kind of market you sort of garner could be at stake, depending on how you play. And if you're playing injured, then certainly that would be taken into consideration. But injury doesn't affect game decision. It doesn't affect like the decisions of where you throw to, or something like waiting to hike for Trent. Well, you know, like, those are things that it doesn't matter if you're injured or not. So someone wants to see, okay, how is your in-game decision-making? How's your ability to check down? How's your ability to find the right play on every play? And I think that that's why when you look at these eight quarterbacks, there are so many who don't have anything to prove. And that's why I would pick Jimmy G as the one that has the most to prove.
And I look at Jimmy G and go, we have a big enough body of work to see. Mm-hmm. Like, will one game sway you on Jimmy G? Like,
I think it would, because it's the first time that we're seeing him get put on the market in, most likely, right? In a while. So I think to me, it's that imminent move feeling that makes it feel a little bit more like, we all know there's recency bias. Yeah. Happens all the time. So I think there is going to be some recency bias with Jimmy G. And yes, he has a great body of work already, but I think that there's something to be said for how he performs tomorrow in Lambeau Field. And again, not to say that there won't be grace or understanding for his injuries, but some of those small things that you're talking about, where the in-game decisions, the ability to avoid making a critical error, if you can see that from Jimmy G, then yeah, I think that could help define the market and the value that he holds this offseason.
This is going to be the interesting one, is what his market is, because of the fact that I just look at Jimmy G and I go, there have been so many of them that you just can't get out of your head.
Totally.
Right? Like, the interception that you know is coming, or, you know, the overthrow that of a wide open guy that you know, like, this is the play that needs to be made. And I hope we get it out of Jimmy G, which is the flawless game, because that would make that's what's going to make this game close.
For sure.
And that's the interesting one. Is looking at Jimmy Garoppolo in this round and going, man, the underdog who's on the road, that's the guy that has... I think it's on Stafford, to be honest.
I think Stafford,
too. I think Stafford is a big one because of the injuries that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have.
Yep.
There's a mismatch if the offensive line, if Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs aren't healthy up front for Tampa. they should, the defense of the Rams should feast, which means that Matthew Stafford has to not screw this thing up. Right. And the secondary has been banged up all season long in Tampa, where it should be advantage Rams. I think for all the reasons that we're talking about, like Jimmy Garoppolo, critical mistakes, can you keep it together and hold it together long enough to have your team win? He's going up against a guy, you know, the equal, right? Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, right? Those two guys are the two best doing it in the NFL right now at the quarterback position. Jimmy G's got A-Rod, and then you have Tom Brady on the other side of Matthew Stafford. You cannot make that mistake against one of those two guys, or you will lose that football game.
And this is only Matthew Stafford's fourth playoff game, right? He'd been to two before last weekend with Detroit, and then this was his first win last weekend as a playoff, like in the playoffs. And I think that's why also to me it is important to see how do you perform under pressure.
Sure.
Because you, unlike Jimmy Garoppolo, have not faced this kind of pressure before because you've never been able to make it here. So that to me is also something that could define, even though we have a huge body of work for Matthew Stafford, but he's also in a new situation, right? And there's so many people who were like, oh, getting him out of Detroit, that's going to make all the difference. Matthew Stafford's going to be a different quarterback. He can take the Rams to the next level. Okay,
yeah,
let's see it. You know, like this is your time to prove it in the playoffs because this team made the playoffs with Jared Goff. I mean, my goodness, they made the playoffs with a backup quarterback last year. So the team needs you to elevate them further, and you've not been in this high-pressure situation before. How do you perform?
Eight teams are left. It's usually there's one or two guys with nothing to prove, mm-hmm. right? Now there's one or two guys with something to prove.
Yes.
And that's a different twist to this year's divisional round of the playoffs because usually there's a lot more online. We have a lot of guys who are just cemented and we know what they are and they're ahead of their schedule right now. This is an interesting divisional round as we head into Jimmy G, Matthew Stafford, both of them, and we could throw Tannehill in there as a little bit of a qualifier, but that's just like, you know that if they win, it's not going to be because of Ryan Tannehill. It's going to be because they pounded the ball down the throats of the Cincinnati Bengals like they're supposed to.
And I think the thing that takes Tannehill out of this conversation for me is that you're expected to win. Like you're expected to just not mess it up. All you got to do is hand Derrick Henry the football. Like that is Tennessee's game plan. We all know that. That's the plan. And so for Ryan Tannehill, that's not requiring much of you as a quarterback because we know better than to expect Ryan Tannehill to go out there and win you a football game.
Well, let's dive into these games then. Let's start with that one because there's a lot of dismissing of the number one seed in the AFC. Here's Will with SportsCenter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
We were talking about Ryan Tannehill last segment, and the game that kicks off all of the action on the divisional round weekend is tomorrow, 1:30. on Coin.
Hey.
Channel 6.
Nice plug. Thank you. Shameless.
Is Tennessee hosting the Cincinnati Bungles? And
we can't call them that anymore.
Sure we can. We talked yesterday about how great the story is of Cincinnati, and the vibe that they're putting out is unapologetic about getting to this point and celebrating the fact that they're this point. And a lot of that probably has to do with the fact that they're probably looking in the mirror and saying, yeah, we won the wild card round, and now we're playing the number one overall seed in the AFC. We're not supposed to win, so this is house money. Let's go. Yep. Let's enjoy the win that we got and go and try to roll it a little bit further.
And I think that Tennessee as the number one seed is really, really impressive, because let's not forget, they've been without Derrick Henry. And we just talked about Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill is not Aaron Rodgers. Ryan Tannehill is not Tom Brady. Ryan Tannehill is not Patrick Mahomes. Ryan Tannehill is a quarterback that you can mostly trust if you keep him within the same sort of just generic play calling, right? Like, don't ask him to do something crazy. Don't ask him to, like, go way too far or do way too much.
Something just came through that deserves to be discussed here really quick.
Uh-oh.
Travis Dye has committed to USC.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. So we'll put a pin in this conversation about Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah. That is a big loss for Oregon, and actually one that's a confusing one for Travis Dye, if we're being honest. Heading down to USC, getting it in. Now he is from Norco, California.
Yep, and, which is right outside of LA.
Yes. And that is, look, heading down there is one thing. This is, remember, everything about Oregon was, no, we are the premier program. It was not Washington, not SC, and the Dye family had a ton to do with that, both Troy and Travis combined. But where this doesn't make sense for me for Travis Dye is the fact that they've just gotten a transfer in Stanford tailback Austin Jones.
Okay.
You've got a loaded backfield that includes Brandon Campbell, Darwin Barlow, Relik Brown as well. Now he joins a running back room that is just as crowded as the one that was in Eugene, and he does not have seniority, and he does not have, well, seniority within the program and kind of the mentorship that he was giving to the younger guys. He's kind of starting from scratch here at SC in Lincoln Riley's system. This is going to be that's an interesting move for him.
It is interesting, and at the same time, I wonder what this means. I mean, I wonder what this means for CJ Verdell.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Because that could be something that may have tipped the scales. But we could also look at what maybe Oregon's getting away from a different sort of running style. But I know I remember talking with the Dye brothers before they played the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, and it meant so much to them to play in their hometown that I also wonder if there's an element of Travis who's saying, sort of like Tyson when he came on last week and he was talking about, you know, we're not sure if Travis Dye is going to have one of those really lucrative, successful NFL careers. And so if you're not going to have that and you're looking for a chance to play at home and in front of your family and friends way more often, I don't know. Maybe that did have something to do with it.
Yeah,
not only that, but he must be getting information from an agent, a talent scout, somebody who is hyping him up to the point of saying, look, it is a very realistic possibility you could be drafted within X rounds of the NFL draft. Because just as AJ had said, there is really a sentimental factor to the Dye family at Oregon. I mean, it really is. They are part of Oregon's culture now. And so to leave in your, this is the last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
To leave in your last year of eligibility as a legacied member of this franchise and of this school, again, you must very much think you have draft status on the line here.
Well,
which,
and that's
I
the
would
thing
disagree
is,
with that.
I don't know how much he would be able to improve his stock, period.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Period. Travis Dye is what Travis Dye is.
Yeah,
like, and which is and this is why I love name, image, and likeness, because I think it is perfect for guys like Travis Dye, where He is not the generational freak like Derrick Henry or Adrian Peterson. These guys that you sit there and you look at and you go, whoa, that is just a machine. Mm. He is a guy that will be a limited role in the NFL because he's not an every down back.
Right.
He will be a very good third down back because of his ability to receive out of the backfield. And he may be looking at it and saying, well, Lincoln Riley will just get me more touches through the air. And that if that's going to be my role, that's it. But that doesn't improve your draft stock. What that does is you just take some more hits by staying in college. That's why a lot of folks thought maybe a return to Oregon or you go and just enter the NFL because of the ability to improve your draft stock dramatically just isn't there because of his skill set, which is really damn good. And it's not to diminish it, but you're not going to work into a first round grade or a second round grade as a third down back.
Yeah. And the other thing, I was just reading his letter that he wrote to Oregon fans, and he did talk about, you know, he got engaged and they just sort of want to start their life in California together. And so there's something to that. There's a really powerful pull of home. And we talk about that all the time, and it manifests itself in different ways. From Mario Cristobal, it took him to Miami. Travis Dye, it's taking him to USC. And you can understand that for some people, but I hope that after everything Travis Dye and the Dye family really has meant to Oregon fans, I hope this is not a situation where we devolve drastically on social media attacking
somebody. No, you know? Good.
We already got good, traitor.
Good player, good family, good person too, right? And the I do think it's hilarious. He's got that mustache, which is like old school 80s mustache. And the picture of like his little Photoshop that they did that says committed Travis Dye. It looks like they did the Photoshop for like somebody's, like it's someone's uncle. He has like such an old man look about him with the stash. It's just like a look you don't see very often. He looks like, it's like, hey, they made a Photoshop for somebody's uncle. Travis Dye committed to USC, committed to the fandom of SC. Well, good luck to Travis Dye. That is a big loss, though, for Oregon.
It is
a big loss for Oregon.
But I do wonder what that means about CJ Verdell. Because that was a conversation that we had about, you know, Travis was always waiting for touches behind CJ. Like, he was a third down back, but when CJ Verdell was healthy, he was taking the majority of them. So I don't know. I haven't heard anything, but I wonder what that means for the rest of Oregon's running back room.
Woo. And this is a text, like, Dan Lanning just lost a recruiting battle to USC to keep one of their own. That is important.
Very true.
To note. All right, I cut you off talking about Ryan Tannehill, but I thought that was worthy. Travis Dye transferring to SC is a big one.
Very worthy.
Okay, well, let's get back to your Ryan Tannehill
rant.
Yeah,
Ryan Tannehill rant.
I don't think it's a rant. It's just does anybody rant about Ryan Tannehill?
No, because again, he's not somebody that does like these exceptional things that need ranting about, or like these terrible things that need ranting about. Just kind of chills.
All right, let's look at that. Number one overall seed, they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. AJ and Dusty on the fan.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
You know, the fan text line, it's a fickle place. You know, this text that says, 503-250-1080 says, you know, Travis Dye is now a traitor. Screw Travis Dye.
It's a little bit of a lot.
Well, I wonder how many of the people that'll have that sort of reaction were the ones that, you know, lamented and complained about Travis Dye not wearing gloves and fumbling early in his career, and now he's like a traitor who, you're dead to us now.
It's like, you know? Like when Blake Griffin was taken to the Nets, right? And everyone was like, he went from like,
you're
oh,
washed
he's this,
up.
Yeah, he's this washed up dude in Detroit. Or now it's, oh, it's so unfair. Brooklyn's just adding more superstars. Yeah. Wait a minute. How can I be washed up in Detroit and then a superstar in Brooklyn?
And it all things are true. Like Travis Dye was a integral part of last 2 years.
Absolutely was. And he wasn't just an integral part for what he did on the field. He was an integral part because he was the one of the heartbeats of that offense. He was one of the ones. He was a glue guy. He was somebody who connected the quarterbacks with the offensive line, with the wide receivers. Like, he was that guy because he'd been around the program and people knew his brother. And I just think that that's a huge loss for that locker room because of outside of even just what he does on the field.
He was a very good player. And that it is a good pickup for SC,
yeah,
right?
Because absolutely.
Even if in that very crowded running back room, even if he doesn't play, they're taking, you know, somebody away from Oregon.
Yep.
Which could happen in the Pac-12 championship game. You know, potentially, what would that look like? There's a lot of good for SC taking away Travis Dye from Oregon. But you also, like, if you're an Oregon fan, you think, like, this isn't as if, like, you know, LaMichael James or Kenyon Barner was taken off your roster. You know, Travis Scott Dye was a really good back. And, you know, you said it, one of five backs ever with 3,000 yards rushing in Oregon's history. But this guy is a, in the offense, in the context of what they're trying to do, if CJ Verdell is back and he is healthy, and that's the big if, you know, it is maybe what Dan Lanning's looking at and saying in that staff saying, hey, well, we fought and we kept Seven McGee. And Seven McGee can be that third down back that we can put in the slot and we motion around and we throw to in the screen game and all that. And we'll take 3 years of him instead of the 1 year with Travis Dye, which is a gamble. But those are things that coaches may assess. But on the surface, what it looks like now is Lincoln Riley and SC won a battle over Oregon to keep Travis Dye in Oregon.
And it feels like a battle between two homes because Oregon has been his home for his entire collegiate career, but USC's footprint, that is actually home.
It actually is. All right, well, the portal is always open, so maybe.
much to your dismay.
To mine?
Yeah, you want the calendar. We want the calendar.
I do want the calendar. Yeah, always open is a problem.
Right.
The calendar would fix a lot of the portal problems.
I think so. We got to talk to somebody about this.
I love the portal, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. Anything that puts more power back in the hands of student-athletes, sign me up.
Go do your thing at SC. Just remember, it's probably not going to be open arms coming back to Eugene anytime soon.
Well, I don't think they play each other this year, do they? Do we know that schedule?
Yes, we do. We should know that schedule. I don't, off the top of my head. I can't remember what it was because it was UCLA the last couple of years.
Right.
It is SC this year, and I don't know if it's in Eugene or LA, though.
So you're going to get two instances of will they boo or not.
Ooh.
Dan Lanning.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Week one.
Will they boo or not? I hope
they don't.
No, it's UCLA again, October 22nd.
I was going to say, I didn't think they played SC this year.
They screwed it up because they had the COVID year, didn't roll over the calendar.
That's right.
They're supposed to change it every 2 years.
That's right. I hope they don't in Georgia.
I hope they don't either. It's the SEC.
But they are,
they're petty.
I mean, because we're seeing that college football fans across the country aren't petty.
Yeah.
That's a countrywide issue, not a SEC.
It's true. Pettiness is at an all-time high.
In every league. The NBA goes 0 days without being petty.
It's why we love sports. I mean, it is. But we get irrationally upset over things. Very similar to Applebee's stealing the Cheers theme.
Yeah,
irrationally upset at things.
You got very upset about that.
Because it's your heart.
Oh.
You can't mess with someone's heart.
Yeah, apparently Panera is a part of my heart. I didn't know that until you called out in me today.
Or getting a letter with a pink piece of paper in it.
Ugh. Don't even get me started.
That apparently is.
Wait.
You remember this.
Yeah.
It was like
yesterday. She thought she was getting a, she's fired.
I was getting
or,
like an eviction notice.
Yeah, or an eviction notice. And it was just an ad.
I don't remember this.
Oh my gosh. I'm going through my mail. And there's an envelope, and it says, third notice.
Oh, yeah, that one.
And
okay,
it's pink paper, making
the pink
you feel
paper.
Like it's a really big deal.
I thought that
it was a freaking ad.
I thought that the pink paper was, that was a little part of it. I thought it was the third notice on the front was the big part
because at first it was the pink paper that catches your eye, right? It's a bunch of white envelopes and papers, and then there's pink, and it's like, oh.
That's AKA for you're fired or you're something.
It's your pink slip.
It's your pink slip.
You're done. Let's get to NFL. Let's talk NFL. We got divisional round weekend. Duck fans, you lost Travis Dye. It's okay. It's not over. Not the end of the world. He's going to SC.
And just keep it as cool as you can when you at him on social media.
Oh, that's adorable.
I'm trying. We will put into this world what we want.
AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.